Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Welcome to Feet to the Fire, and we haven't done Friday Follies in a long time. Maybe better called Friday Freak Show, but this is insanity from the liberal left in the news. Just wrapping up a couple comments, quotes from all of Biden's September tour of inflammatory rhetoric, all of his speeches denouncing MAGA Republicans as extremists and domestic terrorists. I referenced this the other day from his United We Stand summit last week. So we're all standing together. There's a thorough line of hate from massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery. So the leftist always has to position the founding of our country as full of murderous, racist hate. That has nothing to do, A, that's a false narrative of the origin of our country, and B, any of the evil perpetrated hundreds of years ago has nothing to do with MAGA Republicans. And he goes on, the terror of the Klan. Biden, the Ku Klux Klan was created by Democrats to continue persecuting blacks after the Civil War, to continue Democrat laws upholding discrimination, Jim Crow laws, lynching. All of that, the KKK was the enforcement terror arm of the Democrat Party from the post-Civil War era on into modern times. Democrats, solid South through and through. Anti-immigration violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans. So much of this laced through our history. Again, what is he referencing? And what does that have to do with conservatives today? Same speech. He again invokes Charlottesville. I've already mentioned this. Conservative coalition that's threatening. Such hate-fueled violence threats are not new to America. Thorough line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic. All of this is describing the left. Anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. Do people even know what the Sikh religion is? I'm not denigrating it. It's a very small minority, a tangent off of, I believe, Hinduism, but it's not Hinduism. But there's an anti-Sikh movement. He's just making cohorts out of people and trying to get them mad to exploit them for their political support and their votes. All right. And the summit was launching new agency actions to strengthen the federal government's coordination and community engagement to prevent, respond to hate-fueled violence. Federal agencies with new steps to strengthen resources available to local schools, cultural institutions like museums and libraries to prevent hate-fueled violence. So he's just announcing that they're going to weaponize the federal government and continue to create programs using museums and libraries. What do they have to do with violence and stopping hate, allegedly hate-fueled violence in the culture? This is just a giant power grab and justification to continue weaponizing the federal government against his opponents. All right, enough of Biden. Let's talk about other insane things in the news. Do you know Martha's Vineyard? This is great. I'm going to go quick. Martha's Vineyard, Ron DeSantis dropped off 50 illegals in Martha's Vineyard from Florida. He moved them over there since Biden saw fit to fly illegals all around the country into red states over the last year and a half. DeSantis said, all right, let's send it to a liberal hotspot. I think like 80% of the island voted for Biden. It's a liberal paradise. Dropped off just 50 illegals. You can see that Martha's Vineyard folks are cheering as the illegals are shipped out. And here's a quote from one of the residents. They enriched us. They enriched us. Yeah, meanwhile, they were shipped out to Joint Base Cape Cod. So the Martha's Vineyard liberals are like, oh, they enriched us. But they can't stay. And they can't walk around near our million dollar mansion properties. They need to go, even though they enriched us. Please get these inferior individuals, according to Martha's Vineyard, residents out of our liberal paradise and over to a military base. The hypocrisy is stunning. Do you know that they showed up at Hardee's, the FBI, where Mike Lindell is, was with his friends getting food, the MyPillow guy surrounded him, the FBI, and took his phone, and now he's under investigation. PJ Media, court filing reveals Mike Lindell is target of DOJ investigation. Why are they going after the MyPillow guys? They're nothing sacred anymore. They're going after the MyPillow guy because he's been at the front of the investigation on the part of private citizens to prove, and he has proven many times over, that the 2020 election was stolen. But again, with this same theme of weaponizing the federal government, you can be an honest business owner, a civilian, and a conservative, and if you support Trump and question the feds and challenge their corruption, they're going to show up while you're trying to get a burger at Hardee's to confiscate your private property and your private correspondence. Okay, this from Post-Millennial. The Air Force, which we know has been woke, is continuing to go even more woke. Tells cadets to use gender-neutral language. No more mom and dad in their diversity training. So the Air Force is doing diversity training. I think it was at their Air Force school in Colorado. And they're watching a film or a slide telling them you can't say mom or dad anymore. You can't say guys. You have to use all gender-neutral words. Here's my favorite part. The whole article's insane, but the presentation claims that diversity and inclusion training is a critical factor in, quote, developing warfighters to be, quote, prepared to lead the U.S. Air Force and USSF, I think that's Space Force, with character. I'm sorry, I thought that the point of military training was to kill the enemy. No, this is how we develop warfighters. Yeah, because that's really going to work against aggressive states like China, Iran, and Russia, is when we are gender neutral and trans sensitive. Today we are preparing to face challenges that may not exist today. Information warfare only became a career field 7 years ago, and we started the Space Force in 2019. This makes our need to innovate critical. So diversity and inclusion, they say, is a warfighting imperative. This is insanity. Be careful of the gender identification of your enemy before you annihilate him. Mayor Lightfoot is freaking out because she's the mayor of Chicago. She told the McDonald's CEO to educate himself because he warned of rising crime. They're losing business in Chicago. Corporations are leaving because the crime rate is so high. So the McDonald's CEO said that at a summit. And the mayor of Chicago, which, by the way, has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, as well as the highest crime, she took issue with that. Chicago had its deadliest year in a quarter century in 2021 with 797 homicides. 25 more than were recorded in 2020. 3,561 shooting incidents in 2021. So the crime in Chicago is insane. And yet Mayor Lightfoot, liberal, says we rank third among 50 U.S. cities for violence prevention programs, services, and policies. Well, that's not doing any good. So the mayor, the CEO of McDonald's, is honest about the problem that is costing the lives of untold numbers of people in Chicago. And the mayor's response is, we have great violence prevention programs. Not working. Seattle, Chinatown residents are protesting the expansion of a homeless shelter. Seattle, you're the most liberal, one of the most liberal cities in the country. You are completely woke. You riot constantly. And then you're complaining that your own leftists that you elected and their leftist policy is now invading your personal space and your homes. You did this to yourself. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. This week's flamethrower award has got to go to the Martha's Vineyard residents who are so obtuse. They don't realize that if they're going to say they're pro-immigration and immigrants enrich us, they probably shouldn't ship them off to a military installation. See you next week.